There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
The following program is paid for by Heisey Advisory Group.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bill.
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you in your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway.
Good morning and welcome to Your Retirement Highway. My name is Megan Miner, filling in for Ken Heisey today. I am not the president, hence my last name, but alongside me is Steve Mahler. We're advisors with Heisey Advisory Group, and here at Heisey Advisory Group, we believe the best is yet to come for you, and you deserve good information so that you can make smart choices for your retirement plan. So that's why we're going to be talking about three different levels of financial planning today, and about the different approaches that we're seeing in today's world, and you know, giving you that information so that you can compare that to what you're currently doing on your retirement plan and see how that plays out. So enjoy as we bring you down your retirement highway. But of course, you can always reach out to us at 314-328-4400 if you have any questions throughout today's show, or you can always visit us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here again with me. And
yeah.
Yes, once again, Ken is not here because he's out gallivanting somewhere around the world. And so it's great to have you sitting in.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Yeah, and you do a great job. So as Megan said, we're going to talk about three levels of planning for retirement, and what does that mean? So, what I consider the three levels of planning take into really account three different categories. Maybe categories rather than levels might be a different way to describe it. So you got your goal. You've got your goals. That would be category number one.
Mm-hmm.
You've got strategies. That would be category number two. And then third, you have the tools. What are the tools that you're going to use? And so how those three categories get blended together really determines how you're going to build out ultimately what your retirement plan is going to look like. So what do those three categories typically entail? So your goals would be things like
travel, sure, what Ken is sure doing right now.
Right. What do you want to do when you're retired? I want to travel. And Ken does a lot of that. Family. Do you have kids? Do you have grandkids? Do you have great-grandkids maybe?
What do you want to do with them
Absolutely.
In retirement?
Do they live locally? Do they live out of town? Maybe you can combine your travel experiences with also spending mm-hmm. time with your family. Are you looking simply to really not do any of those kinds of things, but maybe you just want to build security? Your goal is to just make sure that you can do the things that you want to do in retirement, whatever that is, and make sure that you don't run out of money. We talk about it every week. That's still the number one fear of retirees. I'm going to, you know, enter this process of retirement, and I just want to make sure I have enough. How do you do that?
Yeah, and I think one of our clients, actually, one of their goals for their retirement is they bought a motorhome, and they just travel across the U.S. and drive in it. And, you know, it's so hard to get a hold of them sometimes, but they're just out enjoying retirement.
On the road again.
On the road again.
Wasn't that a Willie Nelson song? Yeah. You know, and so buying a summer home or buying new cars. But, you know, that example of that family, they were not motorhome people prior to, but they decided that was something they wanted to do in retirement.
And that's the point to make is you change your goals sometimes when you retire. It's not like when you're in your working years, what your life and day-to-day activities are like then. It completely changes when you pull the plug and you're on retirement.
And a lot of it has to do with time. You know, when you're working 40, 50 hours a week, sometimes you really don't have time to do all of those things. So we really think the retirement planning process really needs to start with that goal setting. What do you want retirement to look like? What's your vision? What's sort of your dream, if you will?
Right.
Then category number two is strategy. So we've laid out what your goals are, the things that you want to do, and we have to figure out some strategies. Are you going to, you know, try to employ some asset allocation strategy? Are you going to have a strategy that is really built around maybe all growth? You know, you're kind of willing to throw caution to the wind and you just want growth. Maybe you want just income. You want a portfolio that's going to generate income. Maybe your concerns are about inflation. You want to make sure that inflation doesn't
impact. And I think a big one, too, is the tax planning for people right now. And that's definitely a strategy that they're trying to get ahead of.
Without a doubt. And we've had a number of shows here recently where we've talked about tax planning, and especially for people that have accumulated a lot of their assets in things like 401ks, 403bs. And we know that at some point you're going to pay the piper when you turn 70 and a half. And the tax planning strategies are vitally important. And maybe you just want to protect your assets. Again, kind of going back to that goal of security, you want to be sure that you want those assets protected at all costs. And then category number three would now be the tools. How are we going to implement those strategies for you to achieve your goals? Are we using stocks? Are we using bonds,
mutual funds, ETF,
all the typical products and people refer to as products. I like to think of them tools because they're really just a means to an end, right?
Correct.
And
yeah.
So couple of points to be made. Let me just remind you, we're HYZ Advisory Group, and you can reach out to us at 314-328-4400. Again, that number is 314-328-4400. And give us a call and set up an appointment to come sit down with us, and let's see if you've got your plan in place and if you're on track to have the kind of retirement you're looking for.
So what I want to kind of dive into next is, as a whole, the financial industry really is trying to sell you a tool. That third category we just talked about, for example, the Wall Street world. When you go meet with somebody, what are they presenting you? Market assets, right?
Yeah, as a general rule.
As a general rule. The insurance world, you go sit with somebody there. What are they presenting you? Insurance products. It's very, you go and meet with somebody in those specific worlds, and that's what they're going to present to you as a general rule.
And I think what you're saying is it's really a sales process. They've got stuff to sell, and it starts with the sale, if you will. And I like to think of the tools a little bit differently, and I like to think of our process very differently. So I look at the tools as solutions to problems, specifically solutions to the problems related to you that we're trying to solve. So you have this massive toolbox. I like to refer to it as the Snap-on toolbox. That's my definition of all the tools, whether it's tools from Wall Street, tools from the insurance industry, tools from the banking industry. That kind of goes back to a conversation we had on a show not long ago about the three worlds of money. It's where money exists: Wall Street, insurance industry, and the banking industry. How do we utilize tools from all of those worlds, if you will, to create solutions that are addressing the issues that are important to you?
And that's a point you just made is so important, is that you can't be biased to one of or two of those worlds. You need to take into account each one, figure out, will this help accomplish my goals, that first level of planning we talked about? Because that's your end goal that you're trying to do, is you want to reach those goals. Does it really matter how you get there? As long as it accomplishes what you're trying to do?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, it doesn't. I always used to use this analogy that when I take my car to the shop and drop it off because it's making some noise and I want the noise to go away, I don't really care what tool the mechanic uses to make the noise go away. He knows his business better than I know it. And so I just, at the end of the day, want to be able to pick up my car and make sure that it's fixed. Mm-hmm. And so if you used a hammer or an impact wrench or a screwdriver, it really doesn't matter to me as long as we've solved the problem.
Correct.
And that's our objective. We want to be able to have access to and utilize all the different tools as it helps us create those strategies that then allow us to fulfill the goals that you've established for your retirement.
Yeah. And we were just talking a little earlier about that process that you may see when you go sit down with somebody. I mean, if you go sit down with somebody, for example, somebody on the Wall Street world, they kind of start with, you may kind of recognize this conversation I'm about to illustrate for you, is they start with, what do you have? How much do you have? Are those typically the first two questions that you get asked?
Yeah, I think, and we talk about this when we meet with our families for the first time, is we ask a lot of questions, and we're focused more really on the income side of things. We talk about what we believe is the cornerstone of a good retirement plan, and it has to start with income planning, and it goes back to your goals. What are the things that you want to do in retirement, and then trying to put a price tag on that. And once we know what it's going to cost to do that, then we can start to look at the tools that we're going to need to be able to solve those income needs. So the industry likes to start out, unfortunately, with what do you got?
What do you got? Yeah. What investment, what widget can we put you in?
The widget.
I know you always like to use.
Yeah, what widget do you have that I can replace with some widget that I have? And so I think that's a little bit backwards. You have to start with that income need to be able to determine what your retirement is going to cost. You know, mm-hmm. what you may have some expensive goals and dreams, and we've got to figure out how to pay for that.
Yep.
If you start with the investment tools first, it may not support your need for income.
It may not. And to give you maybe an example, because we give the example of, you know, Wall Street and how they may approach things, but just to give you a different perspective, I'm going to take it outside of the finance and investing really quick. Let's say you're wanting to take a trip, right? What's the first thing that you need to decide on if you're going to take a trip?
I would probably want to decide where I want to go.
Where do you want to go? And that's, you know, going to change how you're going to get there and the process that you may need to take to do that. You don't just say, hey, I want to take a trip. I'm going to go book a flight. Well, where are you going? Are you going to Europe, or are you going 3 hours away to go visit family down in Springfield, Missouri? You know, what's happening there? Because that may change. Are you going to fly? Or are you going to drive?
And I always used to use the example that, okay, I want to go to California and I'm going to drive. I'm just going to get in my car and I'm going to head west and hopefully I hit the ocean. And when I hit the ocean, I'm probably in California, but I may be in Oregon or I may be in Washington. So if I don't have really a good plan in place and a good strategy to get from St. Louis to California, I may not get to where my end destination,
right,
where I really desire to be, right?
Right. You need the plan, but you don't start with the tools. You don't start with going and just booking
a flight
if you don't have the destination in mind, that goal. What is your goal?
I guess if you don't care where you're going,
I guess if you're just closing your eyes,
yeah.
Roulette.
That's good. Yeah. Very good.
Again, this is Megan Miner and Steve Mahler, retirement advisors from High Z Advisory Group, and this is your Retirement Highway. If you have any questions regarding your retirement or, you know, what we've been discussing today and how your plan is built on what we've discussed, call us. 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. Just set a time to come in, have a conversation with us, and just visit with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Muller. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
Welcome back, everybody. Good morning. And you've got Steve Muller here, but not Ken Heise. You have Megan Miner sitting
Hello.
In for Ken Heise, who, yes, is on the road again. And we are Heise Advisory Group, and you're listening to Your Retirement Highway. And if you'd like to talk to us, set up a time to come in and visit with us, I encourage you to reach out to 314-328-4400. Again, that number is 314-328-4400. And as always, you can go out to our website, yourretirementhighway.com. So we're talking about three levels of planning for retirement. And in the first segment, we talked about you want to set your goals. You want to kind of define what you want retirement to look like. And it's different for everybody. Some people want a real extravagant retirement. Others want to kind of go sit by the lake and fish all day, and that's okay. It doesn't matter to us. We want to help you do the things that you want to do. And then strategies. What are some of the strategies that you're going to employ to help you achieve those goals? And then finally, what are the tools that we use to help implement the strategies that help us get to the goals? That's
right.
Sort of the process, if you will.
And that is our process. That's how we approach retirement planning. We think you need to start with those goals, figure out what you want to do, put a price tag on that, then figure out the strategy. How are we going to get you to that goal? And what is going to help us get you to that goal is the tools. So it's goals, strategies, tools. But we've talked about the whole financial industry kind of as a general rule. Does it a little backwards.
Yeah, they like to start with the tools first, right?
Right.
You know, they want to talk about, here are the tools that I have. Let's see if we can plug a round peg into a square hole here
right.
and make this fit, and we'll kind of back into what your goals are. Now, we think that's backwards. We think that the whole process ought to be developed around what your dreams and goals are for retirement. Let's face it, you've spent 30 or 35 years working to get to this point that you can transition to retirement to do certain things. What are those things? We talked about them. It's travel. It's family. It's providing security. It's buying a family home. It's motorhoming across the country. It could be any of those things. We want to help you get to those goals, and we want to do it in the right order. So when you think about value-based planning, if that's the first step, we're just trying to identify what are the important things to you. And this is really important. This is about you. So don't think about what your friends, what your neighbors, what your relatives are doing in retirement. This is really about you. So think hard about what you want to do, and that's the value. If we can get you to be able to achieve those goals, that's real value.
And what's really important too is, yes, you need to figure out what's valuable to you and what matters individually to you. But if you're married and you have a spouse, you guys need to have a conversation. You need to make sure that you're on the same page in what you're wanting retirement to look like. So when you both retire, you're not going, wait, what? That's what you want to do? I want to do this.
What was that workshop we did? It was called
Smart Couples
Retire Rich.
Yes.
Yeah. And part of that workshop was to take them through an exercise where, as a married couple, they kind of identified the things that they wanted to do in retirement. And we kind of went around the room and had people read what those things were. And it was shocking to me how the husband and the wife actually had different priorities on their list of things they wanted to do. There were some common things. And so I guess if you're a married couple and you're going to start planning for retirement, I guess the first place to start is on those common things, and then see if you can work in some of those things that...
Right, but that's the point, is figuring out what you both want to do and creating a plan that will support both of those things that you're wanting to do. Because if you're planning for retirement and you're not encompassing everything that you guys are wanting to do in retirement, that's where maybe some shortfalls are going to happen.
And if you haven't had a chance, you and your spouse, to sit down and talk about it, I think the assumption is that married couples have goals and visions, if you will, that are aligned with each other. And what we have actually found is that sometimes that's not true, and that they actually aren't aligned. And it's really important to identify those things that you both want to do in mm-hmm. retirement, especially if you're both going to be retired at the same time. Now, if you have an age difference and you retire at different times, you know, maybe the husband retires first or the wife, it doesn't matter. But maybe that's a time when you can go do some of those things that are maybe just on your list. But once you're both retired together, be important to be able to share some of those things and do them together. That's kind of the exciting thing about
right.
retirement.
And some of those goals vary between the different, you know, goals that you're looking at to achieve, whether it's, you know, the travel goals, that's kind of lifestyle. What income do you need in retirement to achieve those kinds of goals? But then there's the family legacy goals. What do you want to happen after you're gone from this world? What legacy do you want to leave?
Right. We have some families that tell us it's absolutely imperative that there's money left over to give to their kids or grandkids. And there are some that say, we don't care if we spend our last dime as we're, you know, stepping into the grave.
And that's neither okay. is wrong. Yeah.
Absolutely right. Neither one is wrong. Social goals, you know, are you charitable? Do you have charities that you're actually involved with or that you contribute to? Are those important things? So we want to make sure that you're able to do all of those things. And, you know, but in general, our families are telling us three things when we meet with them. And this is really a very, very common theme, certainly at different levels. But by and large, people are telling us, my goal when I get into retirement is I want to protect what I've spent a lifetime accumulating. I want to be able to generate some cash flow to be able to support my income needs. And most people need their assets to provide some cash flow. And the third thing is I want to be able to grow my assets a little bit. I'm no longer at a point in my life where I'm chasing the big returns. I want to be more conservative, and I want to make sure I don't run out of money.
And that first one you talked about, that protect what I've spent a lifetime saving, is really, you know, what everybody wants to focus on for the majority of the people that we meet with. But think about it this way. There's two approaches to that with your mentality. Think about rock climbing. So there's two different ways you can rock climb, right? You can free climb or you can use stakes. So you know free climbing when you're, you know what I'm talking about, when you
hanging on
you see those pictures of the people that, you know, are in the Rocky Mountains or whatever, and you see the picture of the side of the cliff and they're just hanging on with one hand, smiling right at the camera, and you're like, "Oh my gosh." But you think about that, you fall. You have no net under you. You're toast. But why do they do it? It's the adrenaline. It's, you know, it's the rush. They get that, and it's just this great feeling. And certainly, if everything goes right, you can get to the top of the mountain a lot quicker that way.
Kind of like being fully invested in the market. We all like that excitement and that rush of the markets rising and watching our portfolios go up in value. But if the opposite happens, no safety net, you're in trouble.
It's very troubling. But then the second is using stakes. So you start climbing, go up maybe 30 feet, you put in a stake, you tie your rope to it, you climb another 30 feet, and you keep doing the same thing over and over, because if something happens, if you slip or fall, you have that safety. You fall, yeah, it's going to be a slower approach to get to the top because it takes some more time, but it's that safety. And that's typically the way our families like to approach retirement. They want to protect what they can grow a little. But if something happens market-wise,
they want to make sure that they don't lose it. That
they don't lose everything.
Fall to the bottom of the cliff, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Again, this is Megan Miner and Steve Mahler, retirement advisors from Heisey Advisory Group. And this is Your Retirement Highway. If you have any questions regarding your retirement or what we've been discussing today, give us a call, 314-328-4400, or visit us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com.
So then the second step is, of course, just developing a strategy once we know your goals and what those things are. So we talked about them earlier. It might be asset allocation. Maybe you want to just grow. Maybe you want an income component. Maybe there are tax issues. Maybe it's protection. Maybe it's really trying to decide about whether or not you're going to have taxable strategies versus tax advantage strategies. And then number three is you've got to pick the tools from the toolbox. In other words, we talked about the three worlds of money earlier. We want to have the ability to consider using solutions or tools, use whatever word you want, to be able to get you to your goals. And we want to be able to use the big toolbox where we can consider all three worlds of money. And this is important to remember. This is a big takeaway. What you need to remember is that these are solutions that are based on your personal set of circumstances. This is not a cookie cutter approach to financial planning, because let's face it, everybody's retirement's kind of like your thumbprint. It's very unique to you. So we want to make sure that what we're designing and developing for you is really built around what you want your retirement to look like.
So if you want to meet with us and see if those tools match what your goals are for retirement, give us a call, 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Muller of Heise Advisory Group.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Steve and Megan from Heise Advisory Group. And so today we've been talking about the three levels of planning for retirement. So if there's anything that you've heard on today's show, if anything hits home with you, if there's anything that would make you want to pick up the phone and say, hey, we need to come in and sit down and make sure that we've considered our goals and that we're on the right track to be able to have the kind of retirement that we've always dreamt about and that we're able to do the things that we want to enjoy, give us a call. Our number is 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400.
Our process is really very simple. Our first visit is all about you. Like what we talked about today, we want to know what your dreams and goals are for retirement. So that's where we're going to start when we visit with you. After that, that's when we're going to analyze your current retirement plan to see if it will support those goals that you want to achieve in retirement. What's next? Well, that's up to you. If we find that your current plan isn't aligned with your retirement goals, that's when you're going to make the decision, do I want to take action on this or not? It's a second opinion on your retirement plan. Give us a call, 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400 to speak with us, come in, sit down and visit with us. But thanks for joining us this weekend, and we will plan to see you same time, same place next weekend.
Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll see you right back here on Your Retirement Highway. Have a great week.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. This show may include hypothetical examples which are provided for illustrative purposes only and should not be construed as providing advice. Heise Advisory Group is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Muller. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.